Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Microsoft announced plans to acquire Activision Blizzard, making them the third largest gaming company behind Tencent and Sony. Acquiring Activision Blizzard for $95 a share in an all-cash transaction valued at $68.7 billion. The press release reads, "This acquisition will accelerate the growth in Microsoft's gaming business across mobile, PC, console, and cloud, and will provide building blocks for the metaverse." In November 2021, Microsoft boss Phil Spencer reportedly told staff he was disturbed and deeply troubled by the horrific events and actions at Activision Blizzard, and Microsoft is evaluating all aspects of our relationship with Activision Blizzard and making ongoing proactive adjustments. The United Kingdom's Home Office is running a No Place to Hide campaign against end-to-end encryption plans over child abuse fears, warning millions of cases of abuse could go undetected due to companies willingly blindfolding themselves. WhatsApp and Messenger already have end-to-end encryption, and Meta plans to finish global delivery of end-to-end encryption for Facebook and Instagram sometime in 2023. According to Reuters, the U.S. government is reviewing Alibaba's cloud business to determine if it poses a risk to national security. The probe is focusing on how the company stores U.S. data, including personal information and intellectual property, as well as if the Chinese government could gain or disrupt access to the data. A Commerce Department spokesperson said the agency does not confirm the existence or non-existence of transaction reviews. 10 of the largest U.S. airlines warn the activation of 5G phone services, planned for Wednesday, will cause major disruption to flight services and cause a completely avoidable economic calamity. Airlines fear C-band 5G signals will disrupt navigation systems. 5G rollout has been delayed several times already, pushing back initial deployment plans in December and earlier this month. Crypto.com paused users' ability to withdraw funds for 12 hours on Monday due to reported suspicious activity, with users complaining of seeing transactions draining funds from their accounts. Users will need to reset two-factor authentication when logging in next, and withdrawals are now active again. Crypto.com says it will take time to clear the backlog. The Monetary Authority of Singapore released new guidelines regarding cryptocurrency, highlighting service provider promotion restrictions. Crypto companies cannot advertise in public areas, on websites, social media, or broadcast or print media. This applies to banks and payment institutions with crypto services and will be expanded to include transferring crypto and provision of wallet services. The Spanish National Securities Market Commission, CNMV, now requires people and companies to notify it at least 10 days in advance of running any campaigns for crypto assets. Influencers with more than 100,000 subscribers must relay the content of any crypto promos to the CNMV and include warnings about the risks involved in cryptocurrency transactions. Also, the United Kingdom will ramp up scrutiny of crypto advertising in the country, bringing crypto marketing under the scope of financial promotion legislation, same as stocks, shares, and insurance products. A press release from the Finance Ministry said it's eager to support innovation in crypto assets, and it's important that consumers are not being sold products with misleading claims. An American antitrust law proposed in August 2021 has progressed to committee stage, which, if it becomes law, would result in huge changes to app stores. The Senate Committee on the Judiciary announced it will consider the Open App Markets Act, which would allow competing app stores on Android and iPhones, allow consumers to choose the default apps, and Google and Apple would not be permitted to give their app stores an advantage. Ford Motor Company signed a 5-year agreement with online payment processor Stripe to handle transactions for vehicle orders and reservations, financing options for commercial customers, and routing customer payments from the main website to local dealers. The rollout is expected later in 2022 in North America and aims to expand to Europe. Brazil's Ministry of Health reports all platforms are back online following a cyber attack in December 2021, with some missing data set to be restored by Friday. The attack used legitimate credentials, and responsibility for the attack was claimed by the Lapsus Group, which said 50 terabytes worth of data had been extracted from the Ministry of Health systems and subsequently deleted. All the department's access credentials have since been updated, and federal police are investigating. And Awesome Games Done Quick, an annual speedrunning marathon raising money for the Prevent Cancer Foundation, wrapped up this year's online edition with a total of $3,416,729, a new record for the 12-year-old event. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.